that's a good feeling when you're down three and everybody is on the same page as far as it's a matter of time before we tie this and take the lead. I went out to the mound. The boys were talking about it and just hold it right here and we'll win this game. So when everybody's thinking the same, it's a nice place to be.
That sounds like this is a pretty good demonstration of the way this lineup is constructed and what it does when it clicks. I mean, basically everybody in the middle of the order contributes everything through that inning.
Yeah, no doubt. We got a lot of guys feeling good about where they're at mentally and physically with their swing. And when it all clicks, you're able to string together some quality at bats like we did today.
I think we're five hits right in a row, 100 miles or more exit velo. I mean, when that happens, is that an adjustment made to the starting pitcher? Is it just kind of an awareness of how those guys are being pitched? Is it classic third time through stuff?
I think it's a combination of everything you just said, classic third time through, an adjustment made, and then getting the right pitch at the right time. But those guys definitely made an adjustment there on Stroman and some really hard contact.
That come against the slider today? I mean, it seemed like it was.
You know what? He mixed well enough throughout that whole game. I mean, painted at the bottom of the zone. Majority of those that were clipping the bottom were strikes. One of them wasn't to Newpar in that 3-1 count that flipped that at bat. But the rest of them, he did a nice job of that sinker just being right at the bottom and then mixing in the slider. But it was a pretty nice job by him.
Game time run for Lars, game winning RBI for Lars. How do you feel about a guy who's been up and down all season to be able to perform like that?
He's contributing. He's taking some really, really professional at bats. He's making a lot of hard contact, using the big part of the field. He's confident in what he's doing right now, and heck, we love it.
Today's got to be a healthy reminder that baseball's pretty fun, right?
Feels that way right now, yes.
When you're looking at the evolution of Lars from where he was in the spring to where he is with you guys now, what do you think, can you pinpoint his biggest area of growth that you've seen?
I contribute a lot of it to overall confidence, and it's tough because which one comes first? You start to get a couple knocks and feel good about where you're at, or do you just fake it until you're actually in a good spot? With Lars, in spring, he just wasn't feeling it. And when you have and we've talked about this quite a bit, when you have a player that has a high aptitude and the ability to adjust, you're patient with them, and we have been, and we're seeing the results of that now.
I know you have a roster that is built for flexibility, especially defensively, but how much of an opportunity does Lars have to win outright that starting right field job?
Yeah, we've talked about it quite a bit. You produce, you're going to find a way in your lineup, and he's doing that right now.
Most guys leave for the break and you want them to rest. Did he have he did not rest. Did he have a homework assignment over the break?
Or is he was pretty clear on what he needed to do, and he took ownership over it. And no, he didn't rest. He got to work and came back a much better version of Lars. So credit to him.
How much of that was, I guess, specific things to work on and versus just work your way through it? Does that make sense? Like, I mean, you could go and just...
Yeah, no, that's a good question. I think it's more specific things to work on. Like I said, this is a kid he's a smart kid, high aptitude, knows what he needs to do. It's a matter of actually making the adjustment. We're seeing him do that. This is you go back to last year, he took some really, really good at-bats for a long stretch there and showed us what he was capable of doing. He's just doing that again.
James Neal told the TV folks that he got in an Uber in Florida at like 3:30 this morning. He ends up in the spot that he's in today. What's that about the composure he has?
He can speak for himself for probably the biggest moment to date for him. And to do what he did, that allows us to win that game. That was a big spot to get that ground ball back to him and then the ground ball to second. He did a heck of a job. So, yeah, to keep his composure, that was phenomenal.
Well, it's probably too early to scoreboard watch, but if you win tonight, you could be top of the division. Is there significance in that of leading the division?
Obviously, yeah. I would say there's definitely significance in that. And the way we're looking at it is this team is not only prepared but determined to do something special. We got number four back. We got a very excited clubhouse. We got starting pitching that's going to stabilize that rotation. And the boys are on a mission to do something. So today's a great example of that. Good teams win that game today.
Speaking of that starting pitching, you got a new arm on the mound in this next game. Your expectations leading into tonight?
It's going to be fun to watch him for the first time in our uniform. We know what he's capable of doing. He's got a good mix. And this is a guy that, just relies on his ability to not only mix but pinpoint exactly what he wants. So it'll be good to see him in in a Cardinal uniform tonight.
And we're focused on the now, too. I hate to look too far in the future, but the announcement to play in London has got to be pretty exciting as well. Can you speak to growing the game out in the other side of the water?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it this morning with Derek, and it's it is exciting. I've never been, but to do it as a club and just talk about expanding the overall reach of our game, there's something special to that. It's going to be a pretty neat experience. Yeah.
Could you discuss the proper one? By the umpire when the time was called with the guy standing in the batter's box?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The explanation wasn't good enough. I still don't understand his explanation. Bottom line is the guy's in the box. Therefore, let's play baseball.
Like a strike to you that he threw at that point?
Yeah. All of it, yes.
Did that kind of stir things up a little bit? You're down three runs at the time.
It didn't make anybody happy in our clubhouse, I'll tell you that. Definitely didn't go well with Miles, and I didn't love it. So at the end of the day, we're talking about speeding up the game. The guy's in the box. Just call the pitch.